Okay, we are back. Vinny Verga is on the line with us this morning. He is the CEO and the founder of Floors & More. That's a buying group. That includes Floors & Ceiling and, of course, Big Bob's Flooring Outlet. And good morning, Vinny.
Good morning. How are you today, sir?
I'm great. How about yourself?
If I were any better, I'd be twins, Dave.
Now, you know, a lot has changed since the last time that we've talked. I think we tried to get together at Surfaces, and that didn't pan out. Talk about each of these groups and what's happened over the last time. The last time we had talked, it was Big Bob's, and all this has changed in the interim.
Absolutely. It's been a very exciting year and a half for us. Back in January 2016, of course, we acquired control of Big Bob's of America and started running that business. And then in April of 2016, we acquired Floor to Ceiling from Preferred Brands and took over the control of that business and the management of it. And in both cases, we acquired businesses that had really great foundations to them, but that there were different elements from their programs that we felt like needed improvement if we were going to offer people the absolute best program to help them ensure their ongoing success and maximize profit potential. So for the last year and a half almost, it's a year anniversary in the Floor to Ceiling, April 1st, so a little more than that for Big Bob's, we've spent a lot of time and we've invested a tremendous amount of money in building the infrastructure to really make sure that we have all the things that our members and prospective members need. Digital marketing tools, custom websites, social media posting, universities for online education and live training camps. And we've really flushed out. The analogy I often use is we bought these really great houses, but they needed some work.
Uh-huh.
You know, we had some leaks in the roof and the windows, the little air was getting in around them and what have you. And so we've spent the time investing and making sure we had the staff, the programs, and the systems, so that now as new people are joining the group and our existing membership base can really benefit from a world-class system.
Did you have the idea of really starting a buying group when you first got involved and bought Big Bob's?
I did, Dave. When I left CCA Global Partners, I was frustrated. I was tired of the bureaucracy. I was a little probably burnt out from that big corporate machine. Not that it's not a wonderful group, but just for me, I had been there, I think, almost 13 years. And I really wanted to do things differently, but I was not able to. I was bound by a non-compete. So when I partnered up with David Eliashire, who is a really dear friend and someone I admire greatly, we put together a program where I would open up locations, but then eventually I had the option to purchase. So that was always the intent. I just needed to do it in a way that was appropriate and in according with my other agreements.
Talk about the number of stores that we're talking about right now.
When we bought Big Bob's, there were about 30 stores in the group because we had five Big Bob's stores plus the remaining member stores. And in the Floor to Ceiling group, the actual number on our purchase was 56 stores. And after purchasing it, one of the things that was interesting was we had already been moving our local Big Bob stores to the Floor to Ceiling model because there was so much opportunity for kitchen and bath in the New England marketplace. So essentially, we've had a couple of stores open in the Big Bob's group. We've had some members who just weren't really active in the Floor to Ceiling side of the group. I think our net numbers right now are around 80 total storefronts,
mm-hmm.
And that's prior to the new ones that are opening. And we've got just a bunch of excitement and people joining right now. We've got about 12 new FTCs that are in the process of either applying for approval or being approved, and we've got several multi-store Big Bob's deals that are in the process of paperwork's out, and we're working through the, you know, the franchise agreements and getting the paperwork signed. So a lot of growth coming up. We'll probably end the year somewhere between, I would guess, 90 and 100 units.
That's interesting. What are your ultimate goals? Do you have a goal of, a store count?
Oh, for sure. In the next 5 to 7 years, we want to be at 700 storefronts and Floor to Ceiling and we want to be at least 200 storefronts in Big Bob's. And I think those are actually conservative, although most people, when they hear them, probably don't realize the opportunity. But floor-to-ceiling is such an easy win for someone who is an independent retailer or independent kitchen and bath company, or perhaps they've been with a group, but they're not really getting a lot of value for the money, because the value equation on floor-to-ceiling is just off the charts.
I got you. Talk about those. I mean, everybody's familiar with Big Bob's. Talk about floor-to-ceiling and also floors and kitchen.
I'd love to. Floors and Kitchens is just a sub-brand under floor-to-ceiling. Those are our five local stores, but it is a brand we have a trademark to that can be used by members. Floor-to-ceiling is the primary brand. It's a great one. Does well with consumers. And the beauty of floor-to-ceiling is that people can join and keep their existing brand name. So if I am, Don's Flooring and Carpets, I can remain Don's Flooring and Carpets and join floor-to-ceiling because it's a membership organization. So it's a simple 7-page agreement, very easy. It's a 3-year term. If in the first year you're not completely happy, there's no strings attached, you can walk away. And the way it works is there's a small investment to join the group and a monthly fee. And for that fee, you get a full custom website, which, you know, if you build a full custom website, it's $19,000 to $20,000 up front, and it's $500 to $600 a month to host just that. You get social media management. We know the social media properties you need to be on. We know the ones you should advertise on. We've got that program, and we'll actually manage. We do 9 posts a month for members who are in the program.
I see.
We have HD TV commercials, radio, and prints, and we even customize the print based on the sizing and your needs that are available, that are proven winners, 12-month calendar that you can plug and play. And even if you don't do TV, you can just tag them with your name and use them on your internet site to show more size and scale. We've got a world-class university. We've got both product knowledge and 47 different classes around management, sales management, inventory obsolescence, and just about everything else you can think of, with testing that you can take your staff through, unlimited usage as a part of our base membership. And we include your attendance in our semi-annual conventions in your base membership. Plus, as an added bonus, any one of our members in floor-to-ceiling can have any member of staff come out and visit them and consult with them. All they have to pay is the travel cost. There's no additional fees. And that includes myself. And we go out to visit members on a regular basis and help them with their business and make sure they're successful and doing the right things.
I got you.
And it's a pretty strong program. Plus, we have private label products and rebates. And our rebates, we actually average around 3.5% of purchases members earn back to $1. So it's a very, very strong rebate program. But we view that as the icing on the cake rather than, I think most other groups, the products and the rebates are the cake.
I see. Vinny, what's the take out there in terms of members of various buying groups changing, going from one group to another or dropping out? How much activity is happening in that area?
I think it's an interesting time right now. First of all, you've got a tremendous number of people in several of the rather well-known groups that are older, and they don't have anyone that wants to take over their business. And because of that, those businesses are either going to close or they have substantial issues. They're at high risk. So that's one challenge that the industry has. And so I think that will impact those groups' memberships greatly, actually. In addition to that, you have people who are unhappy, including with the mill aligned groups. There's, you know, two major mill alignments, and you have a lot of people, you know, the top third, I think, are very happy. The other two-thirds, many of them are very unhappy. And so you have a lot of folks that are interested in making changes or finding something that's a better fit. Of course, the way that works in our court systems today, you have to, those people have to reach out and express interest to us. We can't actively solicit someone who's in a contract with another group, and we won't. But if anyone is interested in exploring those opportunities, they should either go to our website or give us a call, because we can help them evaluate them, and we're going to give them an unbiased evaluation of whatever it is they're looking at doing, because oftentimes something might be a better fit than us for somebody based on where they're going. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we might be a better fit, or even a milk program might be a better fit. So it's important to get the right advice.
What's your feel, Vinny, in terms of the mindset of a lot of retailers out there? I mean, it seems like the next 5-10 years is going to be pretty rigorous for floor covering retailers. There's lots of competition. It's growing. Those are big players. They're spending a lot of money. It seems like it's going to be tough sledding for a lot of retailers. What do you find these retailers thinking out there?
Well, you've got a number of issues. I think one of the biggest things that's interesting right now is we have an economy that seems to be ticking up. And so we probably have 3 to 6 years of an increased economic activity, and all boats tend to rise with the tide. So that's good news, and that will help some people. The bad news is that will mask problems in some people's businesses. We've got a lot of people in our industry who have not learned or are not investing in digital marketing. They're afraid of it. They don't understand it. They're not leveraging technology, or they're not using software. They're still on QuickBooks or paper. And those people need to really get engaged and leverage, including digital marketing and software like RFMS in their business, or they're going to go to a dinosaur. It's going to be very, very hard to compete for them, and it's probably just a function of time. Home decor is becoming more and more important. So what we're recommending for our floor-to-ceiling dealers is you need to be in cabinets and counters, perhaps lighting, plumbing, pillows, decorative products, even pictures and mirrors. Home decor allows you, and of course blinds, because it allows you to offer a whole solution vis-a-vis your designers and a one-stop shop. And we think for a full-service store, that's the way to go to differentiate yourself. On the big box side, it's a different animal because that's a value play, and so we approach that differently. That's all about offering really strong values and allowing the consumer to feel good about their purchases and brag about how much they saved. So a little bit of a different angle, much less home decor oriented.
What's your vision, say, 5 to 10 years down the road, if there are, say, 10,000 to 12,000 independent retailers out there as we speak? How many do you think we'll be talking about in, say, 10 years?
Unfortunately, I think the number's still going to go down some. I think one of the things that's coming up right now that most people don't realize is that more and more some of your largest suppliers are either trying to take control of the consumer relationship and dictate who they do business with, or are selling on the internet, are partnered with people in a way where that is the more important program for them these days. And I think those two things are going to create even more downward pressure. When you combine that with the fact that people are not being aggressive with digital marketing, I think you've got, you know, a recipe for more closing and more consolidation.
This is a conversation with Vinny Verga, the CEO and founder of Floors & More, the buying group, which includes Floors to Ceiling and Big Bob's Flooring Outlet. We'll have more of this conversation this coming Thursday.